What's up, guys? You're listening to the Breeze podcast, where your word of mouth is our oxygen. My name is Victor White, and I'm here with my boy, the Don, the Dada.
The boy, John McCollum, was good, peoples.
Nice to hear from you, John. I see you representing Ivy there with your nice little wannabe analyst long sleeve.
Yeah, you're breaking up a bit, fam, for some reason. I don't know.
I know the exact reason. Give me a sec. Okay, I'm just going to pause some activities that I have going on in the background. We don't have to get more into that. However, John, it's been an interesting week, and I just wanted to inform you that, what is it? Bin Laden's brother's daughter is a Trump supporter.
Okay. That's Bin Laden's daughter. That was a lot. It's like, I lost you there.
Let's roll the intro. So, Jonathan, tell me what you've been up to this past week.
Bro, this week, work was a lot this week. Project got hectic, so majority of the week I just been doing project work.
Yeah.
Or work. Then also music, of course. Editing up, like finishing up the final touches on the video that's dropping. It's actually dropping when this podcast comes out. So when you're listening to this,
just go and check the video.
Pause though, like before we continue talking, let's just happy independence, Barbados. You know what I mean? Like,
bro.
Independence, bro. So.
Huge thing.
Is it 53rd?
This is episode 115. Oh, the independence. Yeah, I believe.
Yeah.
I believe it's the 53rd.
Yeah, I'm just Google that. Just, you know what I mean? Just to make sure, yo. Yeah. But we're out here. I mean, that was my week, man. Like, I'm gonna be honest. Like, it went by pretty fast just because a lot of stuff was happening. Mm-hmm. I know you know how that feels, you know what I mean?
Have you been assigned anything at work yet, or are you still in the phase of going through the modules?
Yeah, bro. So, yeah, so this week, last week, my first project started. So,
interesting.
And on that, that's been definitely an interesting experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Trying to take everything I can from it. So, doing this music stuff and being a consultant, not many people do that. So, like, John Legend that used to work at BCG. Mm-hmm. And like this week I was trying to figure out, okay, like what John Legend learned is being a consultant. So yeah. I went and like watched all his interviews and I mean, so I'm just trying to take that stuff away, like the teamwork stuff. Like you do a lot of working in teams, you do a lot of communication, you do like all that stuff. I feel like is gonna be beneficial in the future. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Definitely this week was super fast paced, bro. As like the first project, it was super like boom, boom, boom. I need this, and then
how are you dealing with that pace?
Bro, at first, like the first day, like Monday, it was I didn't know anyone on the team. I came in the most junior person.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo. And then my job was to like almost like project manager in turn. Okay. Like, I jumped in the project like halfway through. I'm like managing. Okay. Like these people that have been at IBM for like how many years, you know what I mean? In terms of like trying to get certain deliverables out to get to the engagement lead. Like my biggest thing is I'm in charge like that final deck that goes to the client, you know what I mean? So like that has to look, it has to have like certain content. So I mean like that's just been fast-paced trying to get that, trying to edit, going back and forth. And then the presentations happening at the same time.
Has there been any resistance, you coming in as the youngest or the newest addition, you know, with this team of experienced consultants?
Not really, man. Like, I'm going to say, like, the team is super open. Like, they're very, very they're chill. You know what I mean? It's like a team, half the people in Calgary, half the people in Toronto. So like, it's super chill. Like, they understand, like, everyone has something to do. Everyone has like a deliverable, and like, their job is to get that done, and they understand that. So, and they're pretty seasoned too. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I'm learning a lot from them, bro, for real.
Well, that sounds like a very, very good week. New environment, you know, encountering, meeting new people, etc. So it sounds fun.
Tell me about your week, man. Like, what's good? I seen you out here with like the superstars.
Yeah. Filming. Yeah. So I shot my first Spotify canvas actually. Which was fun with my friend Sean Bradford. He's an artist. He's a good dancer too. And
sorry, correct me, right? Like, just for the people, like, the Spotify canvas has like the little like video that plays in the background of like when you're playing the song.
Yes, exactly. So it's, I think it's like between, can be anything from 2-3 to up to 8 seconds long. So usually when you go in on Spotify, you play a song, what appears is what John just said. And that's what we shot. And the fascinating thing about that is two avenues, actually. One of them is from a corporate standpoint. You know, if I was running a marketing agency, I would directly go out and market Spotify canvases as a product. That's one thing. The other thing is, from a creative standpoint, is that since it's a loop running, you have to think differently compared to a music video. So that's interesting. But I felt like shooting with Sean is always fun because I get to implement my vision. He, as a creative, as an artist, already has a vision, etc. So, you know, combining, like, listening to him, taking in what he wants to deliver, as well as me adding my extra flair with usually some ambitious transition or something along those lines, was really fun. So that was nice. That was nice.
Before we move to the next thing, like, in terms of that Spotify canvas, right, how is that like uploaded to the platform? Like, so is that like through, like, people normally use like DistroKid or like TuneCore or something like that? Like, how, and I know like select people have those like canvases, right? Like, everyone won't have that. So like, how is that like a direct connect with Spotify that they do it?
I'm not sure if it's its own app. I think it's an app that Spotify has for analytics, etc. And if you're a liable or some stuff like that, you can go in, check your analytics, all that stuff. But you can also choose to upload.
That's a Spotify for Artists app, right?
Yeah, exactly. So that's where you do it. And the funny thing is, even though I did the project according to the measurements given by Spotify, it wouldn't let us upload the canvas onto Spotify. But if you chucked it in into your phone and then you just chucked it into a random editing software on the phone and then re-export on the actual phone, it was okay to upload it. So to me, it's some kinks in the Spotify algorithm or something is going on there. They need to look at it and fix it.
True. I find that like with a lot of like those videos that or like mobile, supposed to be mobile, like sometimes it works.
Yeah.
Sometimes it works from the export from like Final Cut, sometimes it doesn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know, I've been in the pit for quite some time. So I usually, you know, when it says 720 pixels, blah, 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 whatever, I know exactly what they're talking about and different file formats, etc. And the fact that it didn't work is weird. It's weird. So it's something. But the thing is, canvases are really new still. So I'm guessing they're working on it, you know, perfecting that aspect.
Yeah, facts, yeah.
But I also did something fun. So yesterday I met up with two presidential candidates running for president of the Stockholm School of Economics Student Association. And that was nice. We had a fun little thing. I feel like that vlog was actually one of the better vlogs that I've done this season. I don't know. It's just harmonic people, you know.
I gotta watch that one. I haven't watched it yet.
Mm. So it was nice. Had a little car talk segment in it there. Did we lag?
This guy, yo, bro. So I'm like, yo, this thing is. I'm gonna show the people like on this. Let me show you.
Look at this. Oh, that's so cute. And that's you, John. That's so what amazing. we're seeing old footage recorded on film from John. He's playing a piano. He's in the boys' choir. He's making music in Toronto. Oh, killer footage. On. He light the match. See, obviously, he's flexing his new studio. Some more old footage of John playing some acoustic guitar. Really nice, John.
Bro, respect, man.
It looks really nice.
I'm excited. I'm gonna send it to you. I'm gonna send it over to you so you can see.
Yes. Yes, I would love to watch that.
I just had to watch that.
I just wanna end my week with saying we're having this case, we're analyzing Zappos, the online shoe retailer, and I believe it was yesterday or the day before, the founder died in a house fire. In one of his homes, and that's just crazy because we're analyzing that case like it's a success story from the company. So homage to you, and let's dig into Barbados in the freaking pendants.
Yeah, let's do it, bro. Yo, I mean, I miss Barbados, man.
Yeah, me too, bro.
I'll be honest, like I miss, you know what I miss the most, Joe? I miss the macaroni pie.
The macaroni pie. Well, that's on you, bro. I don't eat gluten, yeah. But there are. Pie, yo. Bro, I just miss, huh?
Oystins.
Yes, exactly what I was gonna say.
Come on, bro.
Like seriously, just going down to Oystins, getting a piece of fish.
What's your favorite spot?
The one, I don't remember the name, but it's, you know, they have big grills, it's by the side of the road, always long queue. I find that the best.
Uncle George?
George.
Is that it?
I don't remember. But it's the one...
Then there's one that has, like, a sit-down where, like,
yeah,
everyone, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it has a sit-down. If you think the stage... And then you think the road, and then closest to the road, but straight down to the stage.
Yeah, I think it's the same spot we're talking
about. Yeah, 100%.
Uncle George, yeah.
So, John, what does Barbados mean to you?
Yo, that's a good question, bro. Like, Barbados is, like, for me, other than being at home, like, that's just, like, the sense of, like, family. Mm-hmm. Me. Like, that's my entire family is in Barbados, G. You know, yeah. Like family and just like unorthodox talent that is untapped.
Yeah.
Like it's just like hella people that are just crazy talented, but they're all concentrated on this 166 square miles, which is just ridiculous. I know people say this about their countries all the time, but it's actually like is actually a fact. If you talk to any person from Barbados, they'll tell you this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'd say that's what it is, man. That's always just like a sense of home. And like, that's always going to be like the anchor for me. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the cherry on top is just the talent that we have. You know what I mean? So what about you, fam?
Well, I mean, you touched upon family and I think, that's very in, you know, on top, on point, I mean. I feel like I told myself I told myself during my ski career, traveling everywhere all the time, that I had to go back home to Barbados at least twice a year. And I told myself that because I felt that being around the world or in a city like I've been now in Stockholm, after a while becomes a bubble and you become detached from certain realities.
Mm.
And in my case, you know, Barbados is where we're from. And it's a small island, and we're very fortunate to be from such an island and also be fortunate in being able to do what we love. But I found that I need to come back home and regain perspective, but also just to like relax, be on home turf, you know, yeah. Walk your streets, say hi to your peeps, like, you know, all those things, eat the food, freaking the climate, everything. It's like, I would say it's exact. It to me, it feels like, you know, when you come home from a long day of work, I'm talking to the listeners, and you know, you're home, you feel safe, you feel nice, you can recharge, or, you know, you're just home. And that's the feeling I get when, you know, you touch down in Barbados on the flight. And it's always the same thing. And you don't realize how much you missed it until you're back home, even though you feel like you miss it. And you know that you really have to go back to Barbados, you know. So,
that's interesting that you said that. I have not, like, December is 2 years I haven't been back home. So, like, I was supposed to be back home, bro. I was supposed to be back home like in May, April, May. After I was supposed to go back, but you know, everyone knows what happened. But like, I definitely think that's what, like, that's definitely the case. Like, I haven't experienced it yet. I haven't been back, but like, I know that's a fact, yo.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, other than that, you know, we both have tons of friends on the island. We haven't seen them in a long time. So, you know, you miss your friends. I miss the community vibe. You know, I think that's very special to the island. I also miss, obviously, you know, the family. But yeah, it's... A lot of feelings there, 100%.
100%, bro. I think when was the last time you were in Barbados? I was there, I think. Was that the last time? Or you go back since then?
No, I was there last January for a week, which was just torture.
That's hectic, yeah.
Yeah. Hectic, did not sleep much that week, but
that's big facts. Yeah, bro.
So what do you think about the future of Barbados?
Future Barbados, man.
Yeah, looking forward, since we're, was it 53 years of independence?
54. It is good.
54.
I think it's bright, you know what I mean? Like, next year, like, I'm not sure what it means for the country in terms of, like, you know, they're not going to be under the monarch anymore. It's going to be like a republic or whatever. That's a step you're taking. But like, other than that, like, I think like the future bright for like the young people in Barbados, just because like I said, going back to my original point of being talented, you know, you got so many outlets that you can like go and make moves. I saw like Rhythm Tribe was on like national television in the United States, you know what I mean? Like, they're on like Wendy Williams show or something. Like, that's not something that's like, you don't just like get that, you know what I mean? You're talented to be on a national TV show, you feel me? But that's just the beginning. I feel like it's just the beginning. You're gonna see like a bunch of Victor Whites coming out, you're gonna see a bunch of like John McCollins, you can see a bunch of like these people that actually like have these talents, but actually have the courage to follow that and not be trapped into the typical colonial mindset of, yo, you gotta be this, you gotta be this, you gotta be this if you wanna be successful. You feel me? So I think it's great, man. I feel like we just about to like unleash a new set of like a new level for like the entire country. You know what I mean? So I can only say positive things, man.
To add to that, I think Barbados is going to experience a lot of economical growth moving forward, because I look at the island and there's a legislative sandbox in place already for new ventures in terms of fintech, financial technologies, which is thanks to BIT. So huge shout out to BIT. When looking at Sweden, they don't have that on the map until like 2027. So that's one thing. I'm gonna look to do some work there myself, actually, to help I think open up the country economically, but also opening up the doors domestically for Bajans find business opportunities. I think, digitalizing now with COVID, everything has been digitalized before COVID and things in place, etc. But the good thing is that now we have proof that it works. Not that we needed proof to know that it worked, but now people didn't have a choice. So, it works. It's not an issue. So I think like in the near future of Barbados, a lot is going to be reliant actually on the development with, the financial industry on the island. And that's something that I really look forward to. I mean, the fact that Barbados has a regulatory sandbox for financial technologies is like, so in Sweden, as an example, you have digital IDs, you get your governmental post digitally, you do everything digitally pretty much. Whereas in Barbados, you do most governmental things manually. However,
he goes actually be in there.
Yeah. But looking at the financial sector is usually an early adopter in moving into the digital environment. And I think combining that with solid policy, economic policy, and good relationships with the rest of the world, pretty much, which Barbados has today, to my knowledge, at least, and building consistency, I think is the key for, to really unlock the Barbadian financial sector. Because to me, it's insane that as a Bajan, you're not even able to invest anywhere. Like, yeah, technically, like, there is a stock market, but it's
a joke. Yeah. I mean, like, that's just crazy. The fact you have to have access to be able to leave the country, to even, you have to set up, it's like a lot of work, you know what I mean? Like, that should be something that's accessible to everyone, you feel me? Like, at least have the ability, technology-wise, to be able to do that, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, that's a good point. But to that point, like you said, the financial sector is typically early adopter and shows like where the trend is going to go. So like, I don't doubt that's going to be the case shortly.
Yeah, 100%. Other than that, in terms of tourism, and the reason why I would like, why I'm banking on the financial sector is like, when you look at the country and you look at the income streams, basically, you have tourism, you have rum, and you have sugar, right?
yeah,
like that's not sustainable, and if we're moving away from the monarchy into what did you say, John?
Republic.
Republic, yeah, then you gotta develop something that's sustainable. And something that actually is sustainable and very attractive globally is the, you know, financial sector in Barbados. But to be able to do that, you got to have a credible government and a consistent government, which, thanks to Mia, we have.
True that. No, the next step, like, to your point, is to create that infrastructure, you know what I mean? Like, to grow that sector, you feel me? Like, that's the biggest hurdle that I think Barbados has to get over, for real.
And as we touched upon, I believe, a couple of times in this podcast, the big issue is ease of doing business in the country, which, if 0 is easy and 100 is very difficult, it's probably around 92. But we spoke about this, and I think we're going to have a generational shift.
100%. That's I'm excited about that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm excited to be part of, to be able to witness it and to be able to contribute to it. You know what I mean? Like, that's the plan. So,
yeah,
I mean, it's only up from here, bro. Like, we're doing what we have to do. We're doing our part. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And that's all we could do right now. But the trajectory is definitely,
definitely
looking good, for sure.
What we'll do, John, in what is it? What, 54? Barbados 60th independence. We'll put together a Barbados super PAC. Second generation Barbadians abroad within the country, you know, to like.
That's easy. That's going to be, and that's the Bajan Avengers, yo.
yeah, Bajan Avengers. That's what we'll call the group.
Oh, let's run that.
Bajan Avengers. Sick. Well, John, since we have to make this a quick one, you had a mission. You had a mission. We can't forget the mission.
Yo, what's the mission, yo?
The recording.
Oh, yo, I can share. I'm going to share this recording. I have,
Hold it up to the mic.
Yeah. I'm going to share this recording. So I'm going to share a recording, and then I'm going to share... I was going to share another one, but that was kind of boring.
Mm-hmm.
And off topic. So I'm going to just share... this is like the process for for like writing the song. This is what it sounds like before it becomes anything. It's just like a bunch of... I don't know if you can see.
Like, yeah,
like all the recordings are just different.
Yeah,
it is, yo. Some of
John, this was totally not the mission, though.
I know it's not the mission, but like I want to do this one, yo, because I feel like
yeah, sure,
it's more on brand, especially for what's coming tomorrow. Let me make sure it's the right one. Okay.
Listen to this.
Baby, got me feeling like I'm a...
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Something like a soccer club. Taking anybody's shove. I know.
That's sick.
Can't get anybody shit to find it.
I just want to get it. Okay, I'll play that and then I'll play this. So that's like the idea. And then this is like what happened.
Yeah.
Like...
Girl, just know you make my night. When you pull upon me, got me feeling like we could do this every night.
Nice beat.
That's how I play. Okay, I'm gonna tell you this. I met this guy, bro.
Yeah.
His name is Apartment 416. Yo, this guy is like the sickest producer. This guy sent me like 50 beats.
Mm-hmm.
Like 50 beats this guy sent me, bro. I don't know. Like, I had like an Instagram live like a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And he like came on, like he was like, yo, bro, I'm gonna send you beats. This guy is the illest person ever, bro. Like, he's from Brompton. Shout out to Brompton.
Mm-hmm.
And he just sent me all these beats, yo. So,
that's it.
I've been feeling beautiful, yo.
Now, back to the mission, John. On a scoring 1, 0 to 10, where do you think you scored?
That's definitely like a 3 as like a.
You scored -2, which leaves an open goal for me next week, which I'm excited about. I'm a humble winner, as we've experienced in this podcast.
You went I'm not sure about the humble part, but like fair.
Yeah, I'll teach you how it's done next week, John, and then you can come back.
All right, bro.
All right. Thank you for listening, and please go and follow Visit Barbados, since it's Barbados Independence. Keep in tune with me and John.
Facts.
And we'll see you next week.
We're out.
Peace.